Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last, you'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla.
Yes.
What's good?
Yesterday, I promised a really thoughtful feel good, and I have to thank producer Jim for finding this because he sent it, and I was like tearing up yesterday.
Just, I literally was like, oh my God, this is the Ayla Brownest of Ayla Brown stories.
The Ayla Brownest. Yeah, no, you're so right. So here's the story. Jocelyn James was a household name about 10 years ago, but not for doing good things. Jocelyn was on Alabama's most wanted list. She was addicted to drugs. She was shooting up 16 times a day. She was stealing, and she found herself always in jail for good reason. She was a non-existent mother to two children. She lost her job, her car, her license, and self-respect. She thought her life was over when she was sent to jail again by the same Alabama police officer who put her in there already multiple times. 6 months into her jail time in 2013, Jocelyn got down on her knees. She asked God for help to take the urge to do drugs away from her. God works in mysterious ways, and since that moment, she hasn't thought about getting high once. She got out of jail, turned her life around. And last December, while sitting at home, she was scrolling on Facebook, and she saw a familiar face and just like stopped. It was the cop who had arrested her multiple times. His name is Officer Terrell Potter. She saw in the Facebook post that his health was failing. He needed a kidney transplant, and his was only working at 5%. He was losing hope and had been searching for a kidney match for a year, but no luck. Jocelyn said right then and there, she knew she had his kidney. She was going to give him hers. They went to Vanderbilt Hospital, and no lie, they were a perfect match. 6 weeks ago, both of them went into surgery to make the swap. Well, not the swap. She didn't get his, but you know what I mean. He got hers. That would be awkward.
That'd be weird.
That'd be really
weird.
That'd be
great if that's the way it worked.
No, yeah. Right? Like, oh, yeah. But it's not just the officer's life that was saved. It seems as though it was a life-changing experience for both of them.
It's very humbling to have somebody that would give you a part of their body to extend your life.
I don't have a father figure in my life. I just think it's pretty awesome.
I feel like she's one of my girls. You know, I had two daughters, and I feel like she's just one of them, you know.
I love him, and I love his wife and his daughter, and it's so unexplainable. Like, you can't explain it.
Guys, let me reiterate, this is the cop who put her in jail multiple times when she was on the Alabama's most wanted list. So I have an update on both of them. The officer is feeling great. And Jocelyn runs a nonprofit called Place of Grace, where she counsels drug addicts and gets them back on track. So if that's not an It Feels Good for today, I don't know what is. Happy Thursday.